Well, we come to a time where we offer praise and thanksgiving. We haven't passed the basket since COVID, but there is a basket in the narthex where you're going pretty well offering. And maybe we can get back to some of the traditional things that Ellie did here. She may want to do that, may not want to do that, but it's a good time to transition, and it's a good time to maybe renew the spirit of the Bethel United Methodist Church. And I'm looking forward to it. We had spent a lot of time with Sarah Carter, the congregational vitality person that has been helping us the last 6 months or so. And that's when I came to a decision that I think it was time to, after 10 years, I've been here for 10 years, and I'm grateful for that. And it's been a wonderful blessing for Judy and I. By the way, she's just not feeling well this morning. Other than that, I told Joanne, maybe she's just sorry this morning. But she said, that's terrible. But I think she just needed to sleep in. I really do. Sometimes we all get that way. I get that way sometimes, too. And I said, I think I'm just going to sleep in this morning, Judy. And she said, no, you can't. I said, why not? She said, but you're a pastor. I said, oh, I guess I got to go.
Sometimes
from
that
again.
Huh? Yeah.
So she stole your idea.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
She does that a lot. But anyhow, we're grateful, and I'm looking for the transition and the excitement that comes along with that. Craig and Jay have been getting the parsonage ready over there. You got any updates on the what's going on with the parsonage?
So we finished bathrooms, a couple of electrical outlets were not working. They happened to be wired wrong, so Craig was able to do that. We had a plumber come out this week. We have the new washer and dryer ready to install. We pressure washed the utility room. So we're going to try to treat the boards underneath all of the sheetrock that we tore out because of the black mold. So there's a couple of small electrical things, a couple of little pieces of furniture that need to be moved out so that Ellie can decide whether she wants it or not. She is coming from the Sarasota area and was a victim of a couple of hurricanes, and so a lot of her things got lost in flooding. So she said she didn't have a lot, so we've got a couple of things. I said, you know, whatever we've had that wasn't a parsonage, that had been kind of distributed elsewhere, that she's more than welcome to take a look at and use. So I'll be reiterating that to her on Tuesday. But yeah, if anybody wants to take a walk through parsonage before, you know, after church or whatever, I'd be happy to walk it through.
The last pastor that lived there was Karen, and that's been over 10 years ago that we used it for a vacation Bible school or something, but it hadn't been lived in 10 years. So I'm excited that she's going to be living in the neighborhood. So I think that'll be wonderful. So with that, we give God praise and thanks for all of our blessings. And do you have a blessing or a praise this morning?
I'm thankful you've been the preacher here.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
It has been such a pleasure. And you are going to be missed.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that. All right. Well, the Apostle Paul came up with something called the doxology. In Greek, it simply means praise. So we will sing the doxology as we give praise to God. Stand if you're able.